This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast with me, Gary Wilson, and her...
Chelsea Little.
And we bring you all kinds of goodness from the last week or so of the shows. Don't forget to subscribe and like and tick and thumbs up and what other things are there to do to things.
And share it.
Share.
Tag us and stuff if you have a listen as well. That's always nice.
Give us 5 stars out of 5.
Oh, yeah, and a nice little review.
Do
be good
that
as well.
Review. Yeah, tell everyone. We're here with this episode. Lots of good stuff for you.
Greg's had a bubbly upgrade.
Oh, did they ever? It's our new feature, Bougie Newsy. Yeah.
And we had a bit of a giggle as well with Knock Knock Joke Day.
Oh, the kids of Kent came up trumps here with absolute belters for us. So definitely put a smile on your face.
Celebrities are doing an odd thing to try and be a bit more like us.
Well, to be fair... You think so? I thought they've crossed the line. It's definitely a red line for me. I don't want to see my celebrities on the other side of it.
Of that red line.
But they've gone there and you're insistent that it's a thing. So anyway.
I was late for a stupid reason.
Yeah, imagine the scene. I wish I'd got that on the security cameras. Anyway, you'll find out what it is on this episode.
If you want a good love life, MASH is the key.
Oh, yes. Potatoes. Is there anything they can't do?
And we got a bit naughty. We talked about the best DOS at school.
This could be, if you're a young person still at school, this could be inspiration. Not that we're condoning it. In no way are we doing that. I'm just saying is all. Anyway, it's all for you with much, much more besides in the latest episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. We're up to episode 102, unbelievably. It's called...
Froofers, Fashion and Festivities.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Bougie Newsy! Now, I'm a little bit disappointed, I'll be honest with you, Chelsea, that you haven't brought us this news because you are the queen of bougie. Everyone knows that. But that's why I felt compelled to tell you about it.
Well, I'm excited.
If not everyone else. The first Greg's Champagne Bar has opened up north. Yes.
That is not real.
Well, you think about it, right? So you're having, you know, you have a bit of champagne. Those little nibbly bits they bring round at posh do's, they're never very substantial, are they?
A vol-au-vent just doesn't, like, cut it.
No, what you want is a sausage roll. Of course you do. Well, here, you get your sausage roll while you're having your champagne or cocktails.
Yeah.
Not that we're bigging up that kind of thing, you understand. But they are served up on a plate with cutlery. What? With hot honey sauce with your sausage roll.
Hot honey, I can get
on board
with. If
you're going vegan sausage roll, you can have harissa coconut yogurt. I don't even know what that means, but
sounds delicious.
Some of those words
I
understand.
Like a spicy creamy dip, like a spicy mayo kind of vibe.
There's also a cheese and onion bake with a romesco sauce and almonds, or almonds, if you prefer to say it properly. I don't know what that is. But again, this is why it proves it's out of my league. Very much out of my league.
They're just putting a fancy topping on everything. They're like, if I put a bit of coriander on the top or something, it looks bougie.
Isn't that how it works? I'm pretty sure it is.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
It is Knock Knock Joke Day today. That's a thing. It's a thing. And who doesn't love a Knock Knock Joke? And people are already sharing them with us.
Oh, they are loving it. Terry in Kennington. His joke is, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sonia.
Sonia who?
Sonia Shoe. I can smell it from here.
Oh!
I enjoyed that one. I've not heard that one before either.
The trouble is, it makes me want to check my shoe just
in case. I know,
I'm
nervous now as well. Everyone right now is going, is that the sign of my shoe? Nikki in Rochester. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Domino.
No, you say domino and then I say...
I got excited for the punchline.
Right, this is why you can't be trusted. This is why, luckily, we can rely on our listeners to help out, because you can't be trusted with it. So let's hear from Kaylee in Sittingbourne.
Good morning, Gary and Chelsea. My favourite knock-knock joke is, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who's there? Eileen. Eileen who? I lean a little when I get tired.
Aww.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
She sounded like she was leaning then, in fact.
That's so cute.
Sean's in who?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Yeah.
A tish
who?
Bless you.
The way you said bless you as well.
Why is so adorable this morning?
You think that's adorable? Wait till you hear to these guys from Turner Free School in Folkestone.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Gary and Chelsea.
Gary and Chelsea who?
Gary and Chelsea from
KMFM.
Romance is high in my household once again. I am a modern day Valentino. I am a Absolute, you know. Well, I'm a catch. Let's be honest. My wife got lucky.
You're so modest.
Well, no. The thing is, you know, there was something coming between us, and I decided to do something about it. And I thought a gift is the way to go.
Yeah.
The thing that was coming between us and causing a rift was the lumpiness of the mashed potato. And we just didn't have a very good
issue.
We didn't have a very good masher. So I treated her the other day. I bought her a new masher. That's just the kind of thing I do. I see where there's a problem. It could be a crack, you know, tiny hairline crack to start with, but who knows how things can go wrong.
And who out of the two of you is the one that makes the mash?
Oh, usually her, yeah. But that's why it was a gift for her. Otherwise, I'd have been buying it for myself. That's not very romantic, is it? So anyway, I got a new masher. That was good. Love the mash. It's cracking. Cracking, I would have said. The reason I mention it is today because there's a thing, a mash hack.
Yeah.
That's saying if you really want to make your potatoes even better, is to warm. If you put milk into your mash, if you put milk or butter, warm it before you put it in. Because otherwise, if you put cold milk in with your hot mash, it makes it all go a bit gloopy and a bit sticky. So you want to put it in warm. So warm your milk first. And if you want to put the butter, some butter into the milk as you warm it and then add it, you get it extra super creamy and it'll be light and fluffy and it won't be stodgy.
Oh, wow. So warmth is the key to dodge the lumps.
Warmth is the key to dodge the lumps, as I keep telling my wife. And she's I think secretly
she over the moon.
She didn't look super happy when I gave it to her, but I think secretly
deep down,
way down. I mean, way.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Knock knock joke day today, and here's Queen of the Knock Knocks with some more Chelsea Little,
Erica and Gillingham. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Amos.
Amos who?
Amos Keto just bit me.
You're very allergic to mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes
as well.
Hate me. They're trying to eat me alive.
They get you.
Bill in Strood. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Rory.
Rory who?
Rory about it later. Open up.
All right, let's leave it to the children then. Sophie's been in touch in Maidstone. Daughter Milia, I think it is, who's 5 years old, has got us this one.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Stop crying.
Oh,
stop. I'm crying listening to that. That's brilliant.
Oh, well, these will get you as well then.
Hi, I'm Demi.
And I'm Daniel.
And we're students at Folkestone Academy.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Radio.
Radio who?
Radio not. Here I come.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Water.
Water who?
What are you doing today?
Hi, I'm Rosie.
Hi, I'm Laura and I've got a mouthful of cake.
And we're 12 years old. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ice cream.
Ice cream who?
Ice cream so you can hear me!
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tank.
Tank who?
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Casey.
And I'm Anthony.
And we're 12 years old.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hatch.
Hatch who?
Bless you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No bell.
No bell who?
No bell, that's why I knocked.
Hi, I'm Beth.
And I'm Macy.
And
we are
12
years
old.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Anita.
Anita who?
Anita Udaloo. Open the door.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shirley.
Shirley who?
Shirley, you must know who I am by now. Less cheesy than your feet.
Rude.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yvette.
Yvette who?
Yvette is a doctor for animals.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
There's a new trend that Billie Eilish, Kim Kardashian and Madonna are all trying, which
okay,
is...
Okay, we're talking A-list here.
Yeah, it's top tier.
But they're doing something to get attention, are they?
Yeah, to be more relatable.
But to be more relatable, to be more like us, normal people.
Yeah, us average muggle.
Are they eating sandwiches?
No, but do you know what? You don't see enough celebrities eating sandwiches, do you? That's
celebrity
not a common
sandwich.
Thing.
The celebrity sandwich. That's what we'll do a podcast. The celebrity sandwich. They'll literally, people will come in and talk to us about their favourite sandwiches and make them.
Perfection. I'm already invested.
But it's not that.
No, it's not. They're taking selfies on toilets.
How is that more like the rest of us? I've never taken a selfie on a toilet.
But I think they must think that we think they don't go to the toilet. Because a body language expert, said...
Let's look at the body language here
as
the flush is pulled. Yeah, the body language.
They have said that it reminds fans that there's a real man or woman behind the god or goddess front. That gives a whole new meaning to a throne, doesn't it?
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Oh dear, is Use Your Common Sense Day. Shout out to you. If yours has already left you when you're tired of finding your common sense does dip somewhat. My biggest loss of common sense was probably when I was cleaning out under the sink. Sink was all bunged up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So opened up underneath, took that U-pipe out to clean all the sludge out. Horrible job, but done. So I've got this U full of swap.
Yeah.
I've planned ahead. I've got like a little bucket there.
Yeah.
So I put all the sloppy water in the bucket like that. Ugh, horrible.
This is horrid,
so
by the way.
So I've got a bucket of sloppy water. I was like, oh, that is horrible. Get rid of that. Put it down the sink. No.
Because you... So it just fell straight through.
You got it. Exactly what happened. So hello to you. If yours has already had a little absence of leave. I mean, feel free. I don't want to put you on the spot. You probably haven't got a story at this point.
I literally tried to get out of my car this morning with my seatbelt on. Like, it's just...
I wondered why you were late.
And it's not the first time I've done it either. That's the worst thing.
Hello, if you've trapped in your own car by your own self this morning as well. KMFM's
Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
Dossing at school. How did you have the best doss? Like having the telly wheeled in and watching Friends dubbed into French as a French lesson.
I mean, I'm still obsessed with the TV series to this day, so it worked really.
I don't know whether that was the point of it. I think the point was to try and get you little urchins
to pay attention,
behave yourself, and learn some French. But anyway, at my school, we had like the fair. The summer fair was a big thing that we couldn't really go on if we didn't raise enough money at the fair. So our biggest DOS was helping with the fair, and you could start from like May.
Yeah,
you had to you'd volunteer to go and help like with stalls or stuff like that, because they used to put stalls up and they needed painting and signs and all that kind of stuff. You could get out of loads of school doing that, and you'd still be like, people would be like, oh, he's a good lad, isn't he?
Oh, he's good,
because he's helping
his time.
The school. Yeah, but
you'd
get out of everything. That was such a good DOS, it really was.
Oh, and you got to be part of the fair as well, so win-win.
Well, exactly right.
Vicky in Snodlin said, my PE teacher and I were both massive Elvis fans, so she brought in her photos from a visit to Graceland for me to look at. Best PE lesson ever, and I didn't even have to do PE.
So she just got to do,
from bonding with the teacher, she just got to look at pictures of Elvis instead of actually doing PE.
Yeah, you go, so teachers.
Smart.
You guys are the best.
Samantha in Chatham convinced the music teacher that they should watch Grease the Musical in their lessons. It worked for quite a few lessons.
How many times can you watch it? So we need to see it again, please, because I can't remember if the car flies at the end.
Look, you need to remember which arm goes first in Grease Lightning. It's very difficult, and if you get it wrong...
Yeah.
You cause all kinds of chaos.
And you think that's hard. What about the one when they're doing when they're doing it really fast?
Yeah, that's very... I can't remember which one it is now,
they're
but
doing,
I know.
Like, the mashed potato and the da-da. Is it We Go Together? That's tricky. Yeah. Yeah, you do need to watch it again. Everyone should watch that today.
Routines.
First day back at school, everyone should watch Grease.
Lauren in Ramsgate used to watch Vicar of Dibley in GCSE, religious studies.
Sorry! She was a Vicar of Dibley. I suppose that makes perfect sense.
It's educating you.
Well done.
My favourite, though, is Frankie in Chatham. I think everyone in their life has tried to get out of PE at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And her and her friends never used to do it. And the teacher said, well, as long as you get changed and you can sit there and do nothing, but you need to look like you're trying to take part. So they used to just get changed and sit there.
That's excellent. It's like that reminds me of when they're talking to Bart, and Bart won't behave himself in The Simpsons. And he says, Bart, will you try? And he says, no, I won't try, but I'll try to try. And that's those guys.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And I've got a little bit of a quiz for you.
Oh, I love a quiz.
About Sabrina Carpenter, because I'm an absolute fangirl. I love her. I'm still livid I didn't get tickets to her tour.
Okay.
But Sabrina Carpenter is 5 foot tall. She sings about it. Five feet to be exact.
Right, yeah, short and sweet.
So I want you to complete this sentence. Sabrina Carpenter is as tall as a dot dot dot. Surprising thing that she's the same height as.
What's 5 foot tall? I don't know. As five curly whirlies on top of each other.
Are they each a foot long?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of it. Oh, it'll be five Subway sandwiches. Yeah.
I do. I mean, that is correct, but no, that's not what I was thinking of.
What else? A large sheep.
No, not a large sheep. Do you want one more go?
No, I give up. This is impossible.
Sabrina Carpenter is as tall as a Lindt advent calendar. They've just released a 5 foot tall advent calendar in Costco. I've never wanted a membership so much in my life. It's £180, so you might want to get somebody else to buy it for you.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's got full-size reindeers and bears in. A treat in your stocking.
You can't have a full-size reindeer.
Yeah, they're the chocolate reindeers and bears they do.
Look, full-size, are they?
Yeah, but not
come
the...
Come trot it out.
No, we haven't got Rudolph in there.
No.
But I mean, the little chocolate ones you can get on the shelf.
Right.
That are normally a treat in your stocking. You can get those behind the doors. 200 gram boxes of the balls.
I don't see what this has got to do with Sabrina Carpenter. Well, was she stood next to one? Does she come out of one of the doors?
No, the Lindt advent calendar is just 5 foot tall. And I thought, well, that's as tall as Sabrina Carpenter is.
The way your mind works.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Travel Company's talking about this new trend, excursions. Heard of excursions?
No.
Yeah? You don't know what an excursion is?
Oh, well, as in... Oh, I thought you meant as in a new thing. Like, I know that you mean like trips out and about.
That's
the way you said it.
I'm trying to fool you. You see, because that's exactly what it says on the tin now. Excursions, like you say. An excursion,
so it's a, little trips,
a trip away.
It?
But an excursion is a new thing where instead of staying at home and crying and eating ice cream when you're newly single, you just go away, just jet away. Everyone's just jumping on a plane now.
I love that solution.
I suppose some of those trips you see people taking, they're cheaper than a tub of expensive ice cream, so I'm not surprised.
Well, exactly. Have you seen the price of some of them? Just because they put a peanut butter cup in something doesn't mean you can charge a mortgage for it.
Anyway, look, if that's you, it's apparently a big thing. I would no good going anywhere on my own because I need to, like, if there's a nice sunrise or something, I want to say to someone, oh, isn't that a nice sunrise? I couldn't just...
Yeah, you want to get feedback and share it with someone.
So whoever it would be, sad person trapped next to me on the coach tour or whatever.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, they would be sick. They'd be moving. They'd be on a different coach. They'd fly home again. They'd be back in the UK eating ice cream. Sick of me.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Scientists have been looking into kissing.
Okay.
Which they define as a protruding of the lips and a slight suction.
A slight suction?
Yeah. That's how they decided to define it. But sadly, it's not quite as romantic as it may sound from that beautiful description. They're saying, actually, looking back in history, through the eons, through the ages, and looking at our friends, the monkeys, they've realised that kissing started as a way of removing ticks and lice from family members and loved ones.
Oh!
Yeah, but you've seen the monkeys picking through, you know, picking through each other's fur.
Yeah, but they're not picking with their mouth, they're picking with their fingers.
Well, sometimes they do pick with their mouth. They couldn't get their fingers in there, you know, to get the real pesky little ones off. So you go in with lips and teeth, and there, kissing was invented.
Oh!
Isn't that lovely? What a lovely way to spoil...
Sloppy Chops was originally a D-ticker.
You should get that on your next Valentine's card.
What, Sloppy Chops?
Sloppy Chops. Is that how you sign off your Valentine's card?
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
The duffel coat. And apparently there has been a surge in Paddington Bear-style duffel coat. They're not putting it down to Paddington. They're putting it down to Cole Palmer, England, and Chelsea Ace. Chelsea, the football team, not Chelsea, the U. He works now for Burberry. He's a fashion, he's a model for them. These particular coats, though, from Burberry are $2,500.
Yikes.
So I don't think I'll be getting one just yet. But they're apparently selling like hotcakes. So the Paddington Bear style outfit is where it's at for 2024. Just letting you know, everyone. If they don't do a hat, you know, a Paddington hat that goes with that as well.
Oh, forget the hat. Where's the marmalade sandwich?
Well, this is what I'm thinking. You have a hat with a built-in sandwich pocket so it doesn't
Perfection.
Get in your hair.
Now that, I'd pay $2,500 for.
Yeah, that's worth that kind of money.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
I was all excited, then the internet ruined it for me. Why does the internet do that? Right, so I was all excited. For ages, I've wanted, I call it a froofer. I don't know what the real name of
a
it is.
A froofer?
It's like netting bunched up. And you put it, you have it in the shower and you put your shower gel on it and you scrub yourself with
I
it.
I actually don't know what that's called.
It's called a froofer.
It's called a froofer.
No, I will. That's like what I'm saying.
It's a scrubby thing, isn't it?
You don't look like a fan the way you're screwing up your face in
disgust.
Well,
they just like hang on the side and they just collect grossness.
Right. So you're with Dr. Adele, are you? Because I got one, and I've wanted one for ages. I got one. I was well pleased. Then I see this lady who's got 500,000 followers on the internet, dermatologist or whatever. And she says, you might think it'll help get your skin nice and squeaky clean. Wrong. It's one of the grossest things out there because they are just sitting there in your shower collecting bacteria, fungus, mould.
It's never good when they say the word fungus.
No, and then you literally just spread that around your body. So, well, thanks.
You, so if you've
you
got
and
a foofer,
the internet against me now.
It's a fungi foofer.
Made it even worse. I thought we couldn't get worse. Then you made it worse. And then you made it worse again. Thanks a lot.
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Things got heated in the Chelsea household last night because I said the C word. And by the C word, I mean Christmas.
Uh-oh.
It was said because I was like, we need to put a plan in place for when we're putting up the Christmas decorations. When are we activating Christmas? Because I'm ready, but I need to get all my Christmas stuff out of storage because I live in an apartment. So we need to get it out and we need to get full Christmas spirit. My boyfriend's like, I just don't, if it's too soon, it's beginning of November, it's not enough, it's like, it's too early. And I was like, well, I was ready. Like the moment Halloween was done, I was activated. I'm ready to go.
Okay, goodbye demons, hello elves.
And we were back and forth, deciding when we're allowed to activate the elf. We've settled on when the John Lewis Christmas advert comes out. Because I feel like once you've seen the John Lewis Christmas advert, I love the Greggs, I love the Debenhams, I love the Aldi, all these other ones are great with the little talking carrots, but it's not John Lewis, is it? And I feel like once you see that advert...
It's a John Lewis ad.
That is when, you know.
And we're not sponsoring us, by the way.
But I also feel like that's coming out on Thursday, which is why I compromised on that, because they always come out on a Thursday Christmas advert. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it's out this Thursday.
So rumour has it, it's going to be this Thursday.
All right, you and your rumours.
John Lewis advert is going to be out on Thursday, and then I can put my tree up and I'll be a happy little elf.
Okay. How are you, is it...
Can we activate Christmas yet?
Can we start Christmas, everyone?
Right this minute, I'm just trying to put the garland on the fireplace. I just put the batteries in it and it works, which is good. So that's going on. The ornaments all went out at 4 o'clock this morning.
I couldn't sleep,
so I thought, let's get cracking.
Yeah.
My husband got up at 5 for work and just stared at me, and I was just like, hi. So he's gone.
He's gone.
So he's out of the way.
Yeah, good.
My daughter
does the ceiling decks for me, and she's going to do them for me tomorrow, and I've just phoned her and said, can we do it today? And she's like,
She's
going to come and do my ceiling deck.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, because once that's done, I can then crack on with the tree.
Thank you, Nikki. I think all we can say is Merry Christmas to you. What about you, Lucy, in Chatham? You ready for Christmas?
Oh, 100%. You know, you need to be in the mood for it. Why be a Grinch the rest of your life?
Do you know what? To the point.
Because it's November?
November, but you know, you've got to go in the spirit, haven't you?
Have you already activated Christmas in your house?
Oh, 100%. My husband was a bit of a Grinch. He was like, no, too early. So we got up in the loft and got the tree down. Decorated it, put everything else out. I'm just waiting for my inflatable to go out the front of the house. But other than that, I wrapped my presents yesterday.
What? Wrap them!
This is so organised, Lucy. I love it.
There's a month until you've got to buy them yet.
Wrapped. She's got Christmas inflatables.
Yeah, it will be a Santa and a snowman at the moment.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Stuck in a rut. Want to change things in your life but don't know where to start? Want to be braver? Want to be more decisive? They're the questions that a TV production company is asking right now as they hope to bring to our TV screens a series where all your big decisions are made by rolling a dice.
Oh, my gosh.
They're looking for people who feel like they need to change up life, but they just can't make the decisions themselves. They are literally going to go on, and it could be single contestants, could be pairs, couples.
Okay.
And they'll roll the dice and let them make the big decision. That's going to be some incredible TV, potentially.
So is it still numbers on the dice and then the numbers equate to like different answers?
Exactly.
Like yes, no, maybe.
If you get, I don't know. If you get odd, you're going to do this. If you're going to get even, you're going to not move to Australia.
Oh,
or wherever it might be,
goodness.
You're going to get married. We're talking big things here.
Yeah,
we're talking
like,
big things.
Are we dumping each other?
Yeah.
Are we getting married?
Yeah.
Moving to the side of the world. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I might start doing that to decide what I want for dinner.
Do you know what? I've just rolled a dice to find out if I should have the roast chicken crisps that I've got or the salt and vinegar that I've actually got for tomorrow.
What did the dice say?
They said go for the roast chicken, so... I love this game. It's great.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Anna Cylindropuntia has been causing chaos in a small town in Germany.
Sorry, you said nonsense there. You said what?
Cylindropuntia. I might be saying that wrong.
Cylindropuntia?
Yeah, I'm going to call it a naughty cactus.
What are you going on about now?
Is a type of cactus,
right.
And it picked a fight with the mayor in Germany. No pun intended. It's a three-pronged cactus, if you're wondering. Mayor has stepped in to act. He said, "I've had enough. I'm going to prevent ugly injuries from cacti." And cacti have now been banned from town halls, schools and nurseries. Cacti cannot roam freely no more.
The mayor, he's fed up getting prickled by a cacti, so he's banned them.
Yeah, so he's banned them.
Do you know what? That's a good shout. They don't do any good, do they? Just stand there, prickling.
I love it. I've got a cactus. It looks a bit like a candelabra. It's got the arms.
Oh, classic one, like in a Western.
Yeah, literally like a proper cowboy cactus. It's called Kevin. And I've put it right by the bedroom door so that when my boyfriend needs to go for a wee in the middle of the night, it gets him.
You're the opposite of that, mayor.
Cacti, you are welcome in my house.
Boyfriends, not so much.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
There's more on Insta, Facebook, TikTok, X at KMFM Official.
Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe.